So I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. Just haven't managed to get out here for the last couple of weeks. I'm apologizing for that. And I thought, you know, what can I share with you that would be of use? Because that's a reason for making these videos. It's not just to say, oh, that was interesting and what's next. It's like watching the world situation unfold gets more and more intense. I've been investigating it, studying it, watching it for decades. And it's reaching what the rulers hope is a crescendo right now that they're accelerating into. They're worried about a couple of things that they think might stop them. Not the intermediate people. They're pretty confident, but the ones at the very top understand that they have a weak point. So they're trying to speed it up before we access that. And I thought, what do I want to share if I get out here finally and get some time to talk to you? So I wrote down some ideas on a piece of paper so I don't forget what I was going to say. And a lot of things came to mind at one time. You know, what's going on right now? I guess most of you who watch this kind of video understand what's happening. This is an agenda. A lot of people, sorry about the bugs. This is the real wilderness. It has these things called bugs and little flying vampires, mosquitoes and stuff. So I apologize. I'm not trying to demonstrate martial arts blocks or anything. Just defend myself. But what's going on now is what they hope is a conclusion to this agenda that's been going on for a long time. And after decades of analyzing it, my take on it is that it's a ceremonial sacrifice, not just a part of humanity, but all of it. Not just humanity, but all life on this planet, what they call the biosphere. That means everything alive on Earth. That's their sacrificial animal. And it's according to the old doctrine of sacrifice that's in a lot of scriptures of various kinds. And basically what it says, is that you find an innocent being, an animal or a virgin or a baby or a spiritual teacher or somebody that you think is very innocent, and you catch them and you kill them by a certain protocol. And the protocol is the key, because if you break protocol, you don't get your reward. And it's a spiritual reward. You know, I guess people could do it hoping for money and power and things like that, and that probably would have validity to it, but our top-level rulers are not doing it for that, because sacrificial animal in this case is the whole biosphere. Including us, by the way. Including all of humanity, not just the percentage on the Georgia Guidestones, but the whole thing. And I'm not telling you to agree with me. Check it out yourself. Do what CNN warns you is the most dangerous thing you could ever do. You know what that is, right? Four words they said, beware of. Do your own research. And I think it was CNN where I saw this panel on a video clip saying, well, the public needs to understand why you can't do your own research. And it should be obvious to people, the CNN audience and everybody, because you don't even own a laboratory, so how can you do your own research? And they're figuring that we're so dumb, which unfortunately may be mostly true at this point, that we would take that in mind. And they said, well, telling you what to think, that's our job, the news people's job, the mainstream news media. And so people are just supposed to ignore their own senses, ignore common sense, ignore analysis, logic, and what you see right in front of your eyes, and just let them tell you what to think. So I'm suggesting don't believe anything that somebody tells you, including me. Check it out. Just take it as an interesting possible clues to check into, and you'll find out either it's true or it's not true. And then you'll know something either way. And you have the possibility, especially with all the technology at your fingertips now with the internet, if you know what sources to look at. If you look at the mainstream media, you turn your mind into a zombie mind that can't think straight. But fortunately, there's a lot of other good sources around. And if you put the independent sources together, you can start to connect the dots and notice patterns in what's happening and start seeing where it's going. And I've been doing that for a long time. And where the power structure thinks it's going is completion of this sacrifice, which involves annihilation of life on the planet. And my main interest at this point is seeing the opposite happen, so we can turn that around. And instead of the hell on earth that our rulers want, bring in the opposite. You know, even though we're only here for a short time, the way we're designed and nature is designed, and especially spirit, is put things together. This could be heaven on earth for our brief time here and for the generations that are counting on us to make it better for them. I don't think it's too late. We could still do that, but the window is narrowing, and all these agendas, or parts of the main agenda, are arrayed and in motion against us. War, you know, our rulers are pushing hard for nuclear war, because according to certain protocol, that would be acceptable as part of the sacrifice. The lower down rulers think they'll survive it, and that it would just wipe out the enemy and make them even more important. And the arms dealers think that it'll just make them billions and billions of dollars, and they don't think about the result past that, just what's the next weapon system they can sell. They've lost touch with consequences of their actions completely. In fact, they think they're above it. So we're being assaulted right now by the war machine that Eisenhower warned against when he was leaving office. He called it the military-industrial complex, and made a famous speech about that. He didn't say what to do about it, of course. He just said, well, beware, you know, as if that's going to stop it. But he said, beware. That means be aware of the military-industrial complex. But, you know, you need more than to be aware of it. You need solutions. And when the founders put together the idea of a country based on individual freedom and a government not to kill you or to enslave you, but to protect your individual rights and the borders of the country against all forms of invasion, protect domestically against takeover by private criminal groups, so that everybody's freedom to live as they want, as long as they respect everybody else's right to do the same thing. It was a beautiful idea. It's never been fully realized or lived, but that doesn't take away from how great the idea is. And it's not too late to live that idea, no matter what part of the world you live in, because the founders of America realized that you have rights. They're called unalienable rights, or some people say inalienable. And the thing about the unalienable rights is that they come to you from God, not from government, not from the United Nations, not from the World Health Organization. You have rights, and they can't be violated because they come from God. That was the idea of the founders. They weren't making it up. They really believed that, and that apparently they believed that someday we'd find a way to totally live up to it. And they were asked, after putting the Constitution together and the Declaration and all the founding documents, what form of government did you give us? What did you design for a way to protect the borders of the country and the rights of the citizens? And they said it would be a constitutional republic, if you can keep it. And they explained that it only works with what they called an educated public. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but that's something we don't have in America right now. And I don't know anywhere in the world where they completely have one. It doesn't mean go to school and get brainwashed. It means an educated public. It doesn't say you have to get your education in school or from a government agency or anything like that. In fact, there's nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to have anything to do with education at all, except maybe make inspiring suggestions. But, you know, that people that are supposed to be representing us in the government in America have broken their oaths of office almost immediately, most of them when they get in, and all these agencies, most of them are illegal because they're not authorized by the Constitution. And the federal government in America, which was formed to protect the country and protect the rights of the individuals, not the collective, they only had a few powers. They're called the enumerated powers. And outside of that, they couldn't do anything. So it's all being broken. We've got positions of power throughout, not just the federal government, but state and local and non-government agencies. Almost all of those positions are infiltrated by criminals. And I don't mean criminals who have broken some law on paper. I'm talking about criminals who are willing to murder and do all kinds of serious violent crime for money and for power and position and perks and fame and fortune and insider trading. And it's a pretty big mess right now. And so the founders said this couldn't happen if we had an educated public. But what do we have now? People graduate from high school in America and they can't read or write or think. Other than that, it's great. In other words, the education that we've got is fake. And all the people that go into higher education that I've been deeply in the middle of for a long time, all the way through medical training and public health training and PhD training, they're being taught that science is to memorize what you're allowed to think and believe it and tell other people, make them believe it. You know, that's about the farthest thing from science that you can imagine. And where the public is taught by those fake scientists that were your bosses and were really sorry about the Constitution thing, you know, and taking away your rights. We really hate doing that. We'll give them back as soon as things are normal. But they've got this emergency thing happening. And in an emergency, you have to give up your rights, you understand, for your own good. And as soon as the emergency's over, which we'll never let happen, by the way, as soon as the emergency's over, we'll give you back all your rights, maybe some new rights. It's going to be fantastic. And the public says, okay, but when's the next Netflix show on? You know, we've been what's called dumbed down. And it's nobody's fault, in my opinion. It's very carefully planned. You're being scientifically misled to forget how to think, forget how to observe and draw conclusions from what you see. And the people who are carrying out the will of the rulers to make you do all this stuff, they've been misled too. And you keep going up the chain. You go up a little bit and you find the leaders, visible leaders of the federal government. But that's not anywhere near the top of the power positions. And then you get up into the banks and the corporations, and that's a lot higher, but it's nowhere near the top. And at that level, it's money. But you get up into the higher banking levels, like Ronald Bernard and other people have detailed in some really interesting video accounts. And it's not about money. Well, it's about a combination of getting money and being willing to do horrific acts, criminal acts of satanic origin. And up higher than that, the people who are directing that, you have the top families, and above the top families are ultimately non-human controllers that are giving them orders of what to do. And I'm not telling you to believe me. There's no reason for you to believe what I'm saying. I've seen it. That's why I'm telling you. I didn't read it in a book somewhere. You know, that could be true or not true or whatever, but I'm talking from my own experience, and your experience gives you a responsibility to share with anybody that wants access anything that might help them. And I have a strong desire to use the time well. I can see so many areas in life that I've been as dumb as everybody else or worse, and made all kinds of mistakes not knowing it. Not really knowing it, you know, at a deeper level. Superficially, everybody knows all the bad things they do, but if we really did, we'd never do them. Once you start realizing that, you want to use your time well. That's the idea of the Michael Jackson song, The Man in the Mirror. You know, you run around pointing at all the other people for all the bad things you see them doing. And even the open criminals that are running the government, running the United Nations, running the WHO, WTO, all these illegal organizations, and say, well, they're being really bad. If you want to help change that, it's not just a dumb saying. We have to start on ourselves. And one aspect of that was what the founders of America called an educated public. That's not even any deep spiritual thing or anything. It's just like normal education, something we haven't seen in this country for a really long time. And I don't know anywhere else in the world that it's being done. So instead of the insanity training that modern education is giving you, where you just follow orders, you learn to obey. If you work for a company that does some terrible crime for government or some agency or private mafia, if you get paid enough and you like your job security and your perks, then you just follow orders and say, well, if I wasn't doing this, somebody else would. And so you do bad things and let yourself off the hook for it. But your consciousness is deeper than that, and it's watching you. Your real self knows when you are untrue to it, untrue to spirit, to what people call God, and it holds you accountable. There's nothing we can get away with, but there's this time lag going on, so it looks like nobody is accountable for what they do. They all are. We all are. There's a time lag between cause and effect, and it throws people off. So if we want to turn this around, we have to be an educated public, what the founders meant by that, but we have to go way beyond that. So I thought, all right, what does real education include? And how could that lead to reversing the agenda of extermination that we're facing right now? And there's lots of great videos explaining parts of it, the Great Reset, what the medical drug dealers are doing, what's being done to people against their will, against informed consent, governments annexing property that doesn't belong to them, including the U.S. government. There's no constitutional authority for the federal government to own most of the land it says it owns. I mean, it's just a network of mafias, and they want the public at the top. They would love the public like us to do something by force against them, and you do not want to do that. That would be a very bad strategy at this point. That would give authorization for our criminal media to call us really bad people and say, look at all the terrible things they're doing. We have to use the military to take away all of your rights for your own safety. So, important safety tip, we shouldn't do that. So what do you do? Just sitting there passively is not going to do it, because you can see that your rights are being taken away more and more and more. People like David Icke and Chris Guy and other inspiring leaders talk about peaceful noncompliance, which I think is a great idea. But what makes that possible and have an impact, a great impact, is consciousness, where you're coming from. And that starts with what the founders were calling education. So I thought, I've been working on this stuff for decades. In spite of all the dumb mistakes I've made in my life, I've kept at it, learned a lot about a wide spectrum of fields, what they call different fields, which all fit together and are actually part of one field of understanding. And you need as much of it as you can get. That's why the fake education system wants you to be a specialist, because you get really good at one narrow field of knowledge with no awareness of the real context of it and what it means and what to use it for. And tools of any kind can be used for good or bad objectives. And so if you're a specialist and you don't understand the wide range of what's going on in the world and in your life, in your mind, in your body, in all these different things, then you're going to be misused by the power structure. You're going to get a job for some evil corporation, and you'll be getting a great job working for destroying the world in some way. You know, developing new GMOs or poisons or weapons, or which are going to be misused. So, you know, various things, working for the educational system to completely make kids unable to think. Some, you know, all the good jobs are in destroying the world now, most of them, with some exceptions, fortunately. But most of them seem to be that way. And what I'm suggesting is that if the school system is not going to give us real education, you have to do it for yourself. So I'm going to share the little bits that I've done for myself with you in case it might save you some time. But overall, you're going to have to take responsibility and quickly find these things out for yourself and put the clues together and say, who am I? What am I going to do? What's my potential? What in my current situation, my job, my family, my relationships and all that, what can I do to be of maximum use to the future? Because it's being decided right now. And you're a major, very important part of it. You know, this idea that individuals like you are helpless and insignificant, one of 8 billion people, so that nothing matters that you do, that's all to make sure that you lose your motivation and don't do anything. So self-education, what would that cover? I think the first thing, you know, to start on, and I'm not talking about what to believe. That's the current fake education. It's all about you believe this. Here's the authority. Here's CDC. Here's what they say you have to believe. So memorize it and tell other people it's true and don't question it. Real science, which is what you have to use in your education, questions everything, especially what you believe. You know, because if you question it and what you believe is true, it's still going to be true. Truth is not threatened. And if it's not true and you find out that you made a mistake, that's great, because you can replace it with whatever is the corrected truth. So I'd say the first thing, since, you know, we're here and trying to do some good in the world or with our lives, question is who we are. Most people take identity labels like, this is my body, I'm this male or female, I'm this tall, I weigh this much, I am this nationality, I'm this many years old. Those things describe your physical body. It's not you. So if you say that's not who you are, who are you? And then you have all these belief systems, religions and philosophies, and they say, well, this is who you are. And because you're in this group, you have to believe that because it's infallible. You just have to believe it. That's called religion. And I'm not suggesting any lack of importance to spiritual issues and God and great spiritual teachers or anything like that. Those are critical for everybody's well-being. But belief systems where you just memorize it, and because this is your group, it has to be true, and everybody else who has another opinion is wrong, you're right, you're in the chosen group, etc., etc. That's coming to cover all of education now. And that's the way not to know anything and not to be functional. And remember, if it's true and you question it, it's going to show itself to be true. So who you are, and even though the body is not you, learning how it works. And we have a system of medicine now that is not teaching us that. There are some truths in what the medical system teaches doctors of anatomy and physiology and things like that, where different bones are, where the nerves are, where the blood vessels are, how they connect, what it looks like when people go through the common version of aging and disease and recovery and stuff like that. There's a lot of truth in those aspects of it. But as far as understanding health, they have, for the most part, no clue. You know, what they're doing is describing symptoms and changes in the body, but as far as why they happen, why somebody gets a certain disease, that needs to be rediscovered. And there are people that know. There are other kinds of teachers. I'm not just the naturopathic doctors who are doing a good job by trying to use, you know, they substitute natural materials for synthetic drugs as much as they can, which is not all the time, but they're very much in the same mentality, most of them, as medical doctors. They consider themselves totally medical doctors right now. It's just instead of prescribing a drug to make you feel better, they prescribe a supplement, a nutritional element, or an herb or something like that. They very often, I've talked to many of them in the work that I do, and they're very often not aware of the causes of things. So we need to have a real knowledge of how the body works, how disease works, why it happens. Nothing happens by chance. You don't get a disease by bad luck. Even genetics can change. It's what's called epigenetics. It turns on and off. There's a lot to talk about there. And you need to understand it. You don't need to say, well, I know nothing about it because I'm not a doctor. That won't cut it. That's going to put you into the hands of believing an authority that may not know the real answer to things. In most cases, the medical personnel may not. And if you don't know how to judge yourself, then you're going to have no idea and could fall into doing something very destructive. So learn about health, learn about how the body works, learn about how your mind works. That's also incredibly important. You know, the body has amazing regenerative capacity. It's not like a tractor that runs out of fuel or rusts and gets taken apart by the elements, being left out in the rain or something like that. The human body has intelligence and it has consciousness, and it's always trying to repair from all the abuse that we do to it without knowing. So learn how to work with it, how it works, and how it can open up its real potential. What they tell you is normal aging is a result of a lot of lack of knowledge and abuse. And if we turn that around, learn how to support it. Doctors can't heal the body. Only the consciousness in the body can heal it. The doctor can support that if he or she is really wise and knows what to do. But once they do the best they can for the body, then the life force in the body takes over and has to do the healing. So learn about that, how to work with it consciously. And I'm going too long. I want to hit a couple more things. Need to learn how the mind works. And I'm not talking about brain. I'm talking about mind, which is a formless conscious entity that works through the brain and projects programs that affect the health and disease of the body. And it even affects programs of, if the programs affect what happens in your relationships to other people, how their thoughts are affected, how situations change. You know, some of these new agey people talk about manifesting things and some idea that your own consciousness or what you focus on can affect physical reality. And it sounds really silly, you know, why those silly people think anything like that. That's just superstition. Except for the fact that it's true. And the people who finally realize it's true, most of them are saying, how do you do it? What's the correct protocol to use your own focus? Like some people talk about affirmations, but those don't do anything unless they're at a deep consciousness level. You can't just repeat a word. There's no magic words. It's the intent that goes with them, the emotional content that goes with them that gives them power and focus. And what people don't realize with manifesting things, it's been proven to work in the Emoto Water experiment, the already done doctors in China, Ho'oponopono being applied in Hawaii and other places. We know it works on a small scale in these individual applications, but we need something right now. Really urgently need something that works on the outside world, not just a little glass of water or one person's health issue. We have a planet that's in urgent, dire need of healing. Not the rocks and the planet itself, but all life on it. And especially the consciousness of humans It's really a mess at the moment. And what I'm saying is that if you start educating yourself in the real sense, you'll find out you're not insignificant. You're a key player, maybe the central player, in helping to heal the world. And real education puts you in touch with that. Mind, your mind is a force that's mostly not understood. It's not you. It's an interface between you and the outside world, basically in terms of information. But it projects intent and power and images out into that world. And quantum physics has basically understood a little bit about how that affects so-called solid reality, which is not really solid. That needs to go much further, something I called transformation physics. And we'll have to talk about that when we get time. We're working on that in a private group right now. It's called Planetary Healing Club. And if you ever want to get into the deeper aspects of applying this beyond what I can tell you in the public videos, then you're welcome to join us, planetaryhealingclub.com. And there are small dues, but if you get into it in the first month and you don't find it beneficial to you, and it's really, you know, not what you want, I don't care about keeping the money. I'll give it back to you. Not after a year, but, you know, right away if you don't like it. But it's not for everybody. It's for people that are saying, okay, I'm not really in touch with most of what my potential is to do to help with the world situation right now, even in my personal life. And I need to get in touch with that and apply it, not as a new belief system. I have no interest in doing anything like that. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to think or believe. I don't even believe in beliefs. I don't think they're useful. But finding out for real on an experiential level, that's useful. And you can use that for good. And you can become disproportionately a strong influence in creating a beautiful future. More than 1 out of 8 billion people, the ones that are focused, have a much higher influence, and you can be one of the main ones of those if you choose. So if you're up to that and you're ready to really work on yourself, drop the, you know, constant thing most of us do of condemning what everybody else is or isn't doing. The PowerPoint that's hidden, you know, it looks like you have to go out and reform everybody else. But I'm telling you, if you want to do that, the power to do that is in the old Greek saying, physician, heal thyself. It's much more than physical. And you can go far into that. So what I'm suggesting we talk about, and I'm trying to get out here more often, because I really want to have a dialogue with you. And if this is of use to you, you know, get your feedback and see what you think about. Well, I'm going to cover as much as I can on a public video. And so I'll be out here as much as possible. If you want to get into the more constant live interaction part, that's planetaryhealingclub.com. But also stay in touch with the guest shows that we have. Amazing people that somehow are, you know, blessing us with their presence as guests on Lost Arts Radio. Our website's lostartsradio.com. It's a good channels on Brighteon and BitChute and Ahava and Blog Talk Radio and iTunes and a lot of others, either video or audio or both. Video or audio. And then if you want to help us stay on the air, we're doing all this without commercials. And I haven't figured out how to do it without money yet. And I have almost no time for private consulting, which would bring in some money. But I'm just working 16 hours, 7 days a week. That's why my voice is always wiped out. Sorry about that. And if you want to help support us, which would be greatly appreciated, there's a donate button at lostartsradio.com near the top of the page. And there's a subscribe star link if you'd rather do it that way, that works too. We'll soon set up a Bitcoin link that you can use, and I'm going to share as much with you as I possibly can. The money to keep us going, if you have the resources, that would really help, because we have projects on hold that we can't fund yet, and I'm not willing to do anything for the money that feels, you know, not 100% clear. So donations are good. Planetary Healing Club dues help, even though they're small per person. We're looking for the people in all parts of the world. That's probably 1 out of 100,000 of the general public that would know what I'm talking about and want to participate. You're invited. I want people from all continents, all parts of the world, like little sources of light, that if you're willing to take this consciousness work seriously, not as another belief system to tell other people it's true or any of that junk, I'm talking about really doing something with it, scaling it up, then join us. I want people in Asia and Africa and Australia and Europe and US and Canada and Mexico, everywhere that you might be, join us if you're willing to work with us on yourself. It's not comparing to anybody else. It's work in yourself where all the power is hidden. Unlocking that transforms your life. And then, what else did I want to tell you? I mentioned the Brighteon and BitChute channels are good. You can subscribe to BitChute, I think Brighteon too, and help us spread the links, because we're under serious shadow banning and censorship in many places. We just got re-educated by YouTube, punished from one of our old, several-year-old videos. So I don't know how long we'll be there. I have to make a separate, sanitized version of this for YouTube that'll be short. And hopefully people will move over before we disappear off YouTube. Anyway, I really appreciate you. I really see you as the hope of the world. And the world needs that hope right now. Because the agenda is total extermination. War, geoengineering, medical procedures, which are kill shots and other things. Ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. A lot of things that are kind of geared for what used to be called overkill. Things that could wipe us out, the GMO poisons and the Roundup and the atrazine and things to confuse you about your gender and make everybody really out to lunch on any trace of sanity or centeredness. It's all being used to attack us now. So you're really needed as a point of light to not go out and, you know, tell everybody else to change, but do it. Find out where you can do it in yourself, and everybody around you will start changing like a chain reaction that can spread all over the world. So I'm counting on you for that. Thank you. Thanks for the time. I'm sorry this went so long, but I'm really happy to be with you again, and I'll try to get out here soon. So take care. Have a good day or night wherever you are, and join us at Lost Arts Radio and Planetary Healing Club, and I'll see you soon.